You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Take a peek behind the curtain. It's Your Gig Is Showing.
Might as well let it play out. It sounds quite good. Morena, good morning.
Kia ora, Karen. Thank you for having me.
How are you doing, Zach Arnold?
I'm very well, thank you, yeah. I can't believe it's nearly March.
Yeah, it's nearly Christmas again. Yeah, it's all rolled around again. Yeah. That's right. I love these ideas, these monthly show ideas that you've got called Primer.
Thank you.
And you've got a fantastic one on tonight.
Yeah, Shit Hot Lineup.
As
per, we've got Leonard Powell, Preacher, and then Louisa Nicklin and Greengrove performing a collaborative set.
Yeah, that'll be interesting because, obviously they would have rehearsed for it. Have they played together before?
Yeah, I believe so. I think that kind of partnership came about when they were both selected to be in the most recent incarnation of Dimmer.
Ah, okay.
And then following that, Durham played Greengrove. Durham played in Louisa's live band for the most recent record she put out. And yeah, this I think Primer, it wasn't one of the intentions, but I keep kind of finding folks trying something new or trying something a little bit different. Guardian Singles played as a three-piece, so they're a bit more egg punk than the kind of more washy sound that we're used to. And it was fantastic. And Preacher are playing as a two-piece tonight because
are they?
Their drummer is heavily pregnant. It's just kind of
hard to get your drum kit around.
Yes.
A virgining body.
Yeah. And then, you know, Leonard's tonight is quite a funny one. I think this is Leonard's second to last show before I think he's moving overseas or going out of Auckland or somewhere else. So it's
could be overseas, might be the South Island.
Technically a C? Would you call that a C? Yes. Someone please let me know.
It's a straight.
Okay.
All right.
But is that not in the C?
Yes, it is in the C.
I guess we're always in.
It is in the C. So you chose a couple of tracks to play, and I absolutely love this Leonard Powell track, which came from 2023.
Hmm.
So we're going to play that and completely adore the Preacher track, Daydreamer, so good. But tonight I just wanted to mention to people who may be thinking of going out tonight, you've billed it as an early start, early finish gig. So it starts at 6 and you'll be out of there by 9.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's out of there by 8.
Out of there by 8?
It's all over an 8.
Wow.
And that's kind of where the whole idea for Primer came about, was that I had a really late night one night. I didn't get home until 2. I was sober the whole time. had a decent sleep, but still felt pretty poorly the next day and thought there must be a different way to do this. And it started as this experiment and it worked and I've continued doing it.
That's a wonderful idea because it does mean you can get home in time to sort of readjust for Sunday.
And I live out west in the bush now.
I do.
So
what part of the bush?
Kornini, which some people don't know where that is. It's kind of like in between Oritea and Titirangi.
I know where it is.
Yeah, well, that's good. Sometimes I say it and people look at me like I'm making stuff up.
But you don't go the fungi way to get there. You probably go up Atkinson.
Yeah. There we go, you know. There's a bit of a drive in my life these days. And so factoring that in to an already late thing, it's just means that I can engage with and see local acts that I'm really interested in and still get home at a reasonable hour.
That's a great idea. All right, so Leonard Powell, he opens tonight's set.
Correct.
So let's listen to Leonard Powell and Deep Breaths, who are on at Primer tonight. What's the address of the gig?
It's at 6:05 Morningside.
6:05 Morningside, right. You've got to remember the address, yes. Of course.
Thank you. cops didn't tell you to wear your raincoat. Now you don't know whether to walk or run from the rain. 'Cause someone told you that you get just as wet doing both of those things. That was probably the same person who said that you eat 12 to 14 spiders in a lifetime and think 200,000 thoughts a day. Who could say, but just take some.
Beautiful. That's Leonard Pahl and Deep Breaths. Came out in 2023, and I'm here with Zach Arnold, who's putting on the gig tonight. Primer puts it on every month. It's at 6:05 Morningside. Leonard Pahl, Preacher, Louisa Nicklin, collaboratively with Green Grove. That's a lovely track.
Beautiful track. Yeah. Leonard's just one of those folks who, you know, he's BFM alum. I think he's
BFM alum. I like
yeah,
that.
He's just finishing up a stint at RNZ on First Up. So, you know, and yeah, makes music. Booking and I yeah, that song is fantastic. So it's like a nice way to get to know people as well, and yeah, see what they're about.
It is, yeah, a perfect day for it.
Yeah,
spend beautiful the day. Spend the day doing a few things, then pop along to early start, early finish.
Yeah, 6 p.m. on the dot. Yeah. We run a tight ship. Second band's on at 6:45, and then 7:30, and all over by 8 o'clock.
Easy, okay. How much does it cost, by the way, to get in?
So there are about 20 tickets left on Under the Radar, and they're $15.
Oh, that's
and then
so
on the door, it's 20.
That is, you know, it's a very good price, obviously.
Yes. And all the money goes to the bands and
yeah, good.
Myself. You know, we split it evenly. So, yeah, please come along.
All right, 20 tickets left.
Yeah. I mean, that's the beautiful thing about 6:05, kind of after the wine cellar closed and backroom closed, as, like, with Sun Return and when I play music in different bands, you know, those kind of under 100 capacity venues are the ones that I really enjoy engaging with. And so I thought I'd try Primer. It was a good opportunity to see if 6:05 is a cool spot, and I liked
it.
And it is. It's really fantastic. It reminds me a lot of the Lucha Lounge from many years ago. It's small, it's intimate. You're right in front of the musicians. There's nowhere to hide.
Sometimes for you or them?
Both. You can stand on. There's like some couches that you can stand on if you need to see a bit more of the action. Yeah, it's a really great spot.
How do you do the sound in a room that size?
Well, great question. I mean, music. I'm definitely guilty of this. Taking stuff, you know, equipment that's far too powerful for a space. So you kind of start low and work it up.
Yeah, good thinking.
But bands are used to practicing, you know, not at full power. So it's kind of somewhere in between.
Turn down that amp.
I can't hear my vocals. It probably means your amp's too loud on the
no
stage.
Monitors.
Yeah, no, you don't need them in a space that small.
Not in a space that small. No. Right, that's true. All right, should we go for Preacher? This track's absolutely brilliant. As I said, I love it. Tell me about Preacher.
Great question. Preacher, three-piece band, pretty new.
Two-piece tonight.
Two-piece tonight, yes, thank you very much. Yeah, this is kind of like they released, I think, like a more DIY home-recorded release that's on Bandcamp. But, you know, this song, when I'm driving around Auckland and I hear it on B, it's just like, it's stone cold. It's so good. It reminds me a lot of that band Dump, which is the bass player from Yola Tengo's project that he has.
Yeah.
Simple songwriting, but just done in, you know, there's just something about it. It's got it.
It's just something about it. Okay, here's Preacher with Daydreamer.
Just you.
Definitely a daydreamer. That's Preacher on 95BFM, and Preacher playing tonight in Auckland at 6:05 Morningside as part of Primer. And I've got the pleasure of talking to Zach Arnold, who's putting the gig on tonight as one of his many hats.
Many hats.
You've got a hat on tonight for gig at Morningside.
Yes.
Right, is there anything else we need to know about the gig tonight?
Well, we were just talking about this, and I met you very briefly at the last one. There was a power cut.
Oh, yeah, that happened.
And you were there with a mutual friend. But I think, were you at the Japanese restaurant?
Yes, I was at the Japanese restaurant.
How was it?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, insanely good.
Yeah, I have yet to go there.
But you have to, you know, make sure you've got a pocket full of moolah.
Okay, good to know.
Not that I had a pocket full of moolah at the time. I was very lucky that somebody else paid.
Please buy a ticket so I have a pocket full of moolah under the radar.co.nz. But there's also, yeah, there's, I mean, it's a really interesting spot in Morningside, 605 New North Road, the venue 605 Morningside. There's Urbanor, there's a chicken place if you're into like chicken burgers and chips and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
There's the Beer Spot, who do a lot of work with BFM. There's an Indian spot. So like, make a night of it. Come and have a little bit of dinner. Come over and see the show, or vice versa. Maybe you're one of those people who like to eat after 7 p.m.
Yeah, because you're going to get out early.
Yes, you should. If everything runs smoothly, you should be out by 8 o'clock.
Yeah, that night was like, it was absolutely bucketing down that particular night. It was so wet, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then everything blew up.
Yes, and luckily it had nothing to do with me. but it was, that's when I first got to meet the owners, Mel and Chris. And,
right.
Because they just appeared out of nowhere and were on the case. And it made that final set with Opus kind of even more elevated and even more intense and special than if they had played normally, because, you know, things kind of went wrong. I think musicians will know that, like, normally a really bad sound check means a really great show, and vice versa.
Right.
So it kind of had that energy.
I take your word for it.
Seriously, yeah. Yeah, so come and make a night of it. Primer will happen monthly throughout 2025. Going to take a break in April.
Okay.
But
me too. Yeah, no, May actually.
Yeah. Right. And it's the last Friday of every month.
Great.
Three bands, starts at 6, over at 8.
20 tickets left.
Yeah, for tonight, so please.
And it is a tiny venue.
It is, so don't muck about. Under the Radar is where you can get one ahead of the thing, and if you're going to come along, you would do me a world of good by bringing a $20 note.
Oh, cash.
Cash thereof.
What a good idea. There's a bar, though. You can get a drink.
There is, but, you know, you have to talk to me first. So
what about?
Coming in.
Oh, I see. Right. Okay.
So if you've got 20, if you got perfect change, that would be amazing.
Your perfect change. Yeah. Okay, very good. No EFTPOS.
No, not at this point. In America, you can do that thing where, like, your phones kiss and they transfer money. Oh. We haven't quite got that
Could
yet.
Be dangerous.
Well, it's like Cash App or PayPal. We just, yeah, New Zealand's a little behind. So we can do a bank transfer, or there will be some, like, kind of, yeah, there's ways to work it out.
Righto. Very good. Sounds like a great gig. And I would really, myself, love to come tonight. I'd love to see these artists, but I'm actually going down to Hamlet, which is Hamilton Literature Festival tomorrow, so I've got a few things to prepare for.
Yes, well, Last Place in Hamilton is a fantastic spot.
Last Place?
Yeah, if you need a drink or some food.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll see you at the next one then.
See you at the next one, and thanks so much for coming in to tell us all about your gig. Is showing? Is your gig showing?
I guess so.
It is, yeah. And we'll see you whenever. You're welcome back anytime, Zach. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Your Gig Is Showing.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.